It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily.
That's what it also is.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
And a Tuesday edition of Not Necessarily the News. We remind you, this is not an entertainment report.
No way.
It is an entertaining report.
Not necessarily the news.
We're calling it now.
We welcome our Hank Facebook Livers streaming with all the cameras, even though I'm still evidently slightly off.
Let's start right out.
Camera.
Hey, what happened?
We have such amazing lighting in here. But Amazon, by the way, says its systems are back online. The AWS outage yesterday after connectivity issues. That's all we get. Persisted. But reports of problems with Amazon's cloud computing services in AWS, still continuing on, even though Amazon says, okay, it's fine. And it affected just about everybody.
Yeah, we got like 27 emails about our paychecks yesterday.
Our payroll.
We do not get paid for like 10 days. I don't, apparently people are concerned about this already.
I'm sure that's high on Amazon's list of getting things fixed. Let's make sure that little radio station's got their money. But everybody, the Ring doorbells thing was a big deal, but everything, my TV was whacked out. Yet my kids' school yesterday. Most of the day, they just did nothing.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. So,
do they have a library?
No.
Hello?
Six, seven. That's it. Anyway, this is probably why they shouldn't have a couple of companies just controlling the internet.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
It's either that or a camera number two is the thing. That once we hook that up,
number two!
The AWS shortage happened.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Camera two.
So Amazon's meltdown may have made a mess of things over the globe yesterday, but do not worry, because Jeff Bezos is doing just fine there, Mr. JB. He and his wife, Lauren Sanchez, are sitting pretty in their brand new Miami mansion. Now, this conclave cost well over $200 million, but they've got a lot of money to pay for it because their Seattle mansion also sold for $63 million. They'll have a lot of company in the Sunshine State down in Florida.
Yeah.
Marky, don't call me Marky, Mark Wahlberg, just moved to a residence in Delray Beach, Florida. Now that's called Billionaire's Row. Mm-hmm. He paid $37 million for his new home after ditching that Hollywood way of life. So we're all anxiously anticipating what love nest you're going to buy for your blushing bride on the heels of all this.
So Marky Mark and Bezos are neighbors? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I think they're actually in pretty different neighborhoods. But everybody's going to Florida.
Because that would be the odd couple friendship I would love.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Marky Mark. There it is. Your light
my light went out. Oh, my God. How am I going to do this without great lighting?
Happy birthday, Kim Kardashian. On Sunday in Nashville, three musicians recognized and now members of the official Country Music Hall of Fame. Medallion ceremony happened there at the Country Music Hall of Fame Sunday, and Kenny Chesney inducted into the Modern Era Artist category. So, Kenny Chesney, Country Music Hall of Famer, officially. And on her own, she was in there with the family and with Johnny, but singer June Carter Cash honored there in the Veterans category, and noted music producer Tony Brown in the non-performer category, and he's produced, well, if we play it, he probably made it. One of the unsung heroes. His light doesn't come on either for his Facebook Lives. But congratulations, you are Country Music
Love you, Tony.
Hall of Famer.
So we've got a lot of tough questions in the world today. What is up with the government shutdown? What happened with security at the Louvre? And most importantly, when is KB's wedding going to go down?
Oh, dear.
And, well, then, why did Kevin Federline take this time to write this book so many years after he split up from Britney Spears?
Oh, that's out today, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we finally have the answer. Thank heavens. Mm. And here is what he had to say about it.
I had to be completely transparent with this. I mean, this was something that I had to bring so much truth and come and show the world who I am, what I've been dealing with this whole time, what my family's been going through, and laid it all out there.
Just so we're clear, it was never about the money,
yeah.
JB.
Okay.
money never ever hurts. Meanwhile, poor Britney does not seem to be doing well. She admitted during a recent Instagram post, which she loves to do with very little clothing, that she suffered brain damage.
Oh. So. All right. It's a weird time for that song to stop. That's also the first time Kevin Federline audio has been played in 15 years on a radio
station.
Look
at us go.
I'm pretty proud of it.
I know.
I think it's
can do some backup dancing.
Can we turn the light on for that? How about this? Waylon Jennings is back on the top 10 albums charts for the first time in a long time.
Oh, I heard about this.
So the posthumous release, obviously, of Waylon Jennings songs. The album's called Songbird, and it was scooped all together by Shooter Jennings, his son. 10 songs taken from the just kind of tossed away and put in a closet for decades. Archival recordings between 73 and 84. Didn't make the final cut for the original albums, but it was compiled and now number 6 on the Billboard's top album sales chart. It came out last week, so that is pretty darn cool. It's the first time a Waylon album has charted in 35 years.
That's amazing.
Since the Eagle hit number 9 back in 1990. So Shooter says there's more where that came from, too. Two more releases planned in the coming probably years, and we will we'll play one of those songs coming up on the way.
You know, some of those Waylon crazy kids from the promo team. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
How wonderful it was.
I'm not doing very good changing the
cameras. You're doing fantastic. You're doing great. Don't you worry about it. You know, IKEA has an accessory for absolutely everything. Eh, your grumpy husband, your picky wife, your pets, and now your iPhone as well. It is the phone sleep collection. It's a phone or a bed for your iPhone. Get a $27 voucher to the store. If you can go 7 hours at night without touching your phone, this is where we now are in society. We'll set you back the low, low price, just $204.
I'll take it. Actually, I'd rather today's Back to the Future Day.
Yeah.
And Casio is re-releasing Marty McFly's famed Casio calculator watch.
Oh,
I have one of those.
That does not surprise me. Are you wearing it now?
Can I put that on the registry? Is that weird? Is that fine?
No, you should.
Speaking of iPhones, though, 17 users are reporting a color change that is not planned. It's specifically the orange ones, the cosmic orange iPhone 17s. They're turning bright pink and discoloring. It's an oxidation problem that's causing the color change.
Well, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Maybe the iPhone just wants to celebrate.
The iPhone folks are saying, seriously, users are advised to protect the phone with a case to prevent further damage. Or just not be able to see it.
Yeah. For crying out loud.
Here is from that top 10 selling album. Little new Waylon. Songbird, it is Hank FM. Come on.
Oh, yeah.